Hi guys, welcome back to Elephants in the Room. I am at some random Airbnb in Albany, New York, I think is where I'm at. It's really peaceful. I'm outside and I can hear like the birds, and I don't even know what those noises are, but it's really peaceful. Today's episode, as per usual, is I always come up with it the day of. I try to plan and prepare, and then I feel like I don't plan or prepare enough, and then I end up just deciding I want to do something else instead. And yeah, today will be definitely significant and in theme with why I started this podcast, which is just vulnerability. And I think sometimes I can get so caught up in trying to bring value to you guys. And so doing research, studying, listening to other, you know, YouTube videos, podcasts to absorb as much information as I can about certain subjects. But sometimes I think it is important for me to just talk and to share how I feel and to share some of the things that I'm struggling with. I do feel like I'm in a unique season where I can't share everything that I'm going through, and I don't necessarily want to or feel that it's the best. I think there's some things obviously we can keep to ourselves or to, you know, us and God or us and our therapist or us and close people in our life. But obviously I think that the goal is to always be vulnerable about just the fact that I am struggling and I am going through certain things. Yeah, today was kind of a mess. Today's an off day. As you guys know, I'm on tour with my boyfriend, which has been super fun. I think we're about a week and a half in. And so we're on tour. So we've been traveling in a tour bus everywhere. Oh, I think I have some visitors. That's okay. But yes, we've been traveling in a tour bus everywhere. And usually there's a show every day, but occasionally there is off days. So today is an off day. So we're actually at an Airbnb, but it's kind of been a stressful day. Just to begin, we woke up on the tour bus. I felt so exhausted, just like so roasted. I don't know why I felt like that. I slept like 9.5, 10 hours, and I still felt just like so tired. And then once we woke up, I was like, okay, I need to get up and not sit here and scroll, because every time I wake up and sit and scroll, I just always get headaches and I always feel like crap. And I definitely have not been drinking enough water. So I got up, I drank some water. I put some emergency packets in my water bottle because I've been feeling like I'm on the verge of getting a little sick, but I think I've just been exhausted. But I put some emergencies in my water bottle, and then I went to the grocery store across the street because I knew we were getting an Airbnb and I wanted to do like a home cooked meal for everyone. So I got stuff to make spaghetti with meat sauce tonight for everyone. But we had a turn of events. David ended up being really exhausted, so he ended up staying in his bunk for a lot longer than we thought. And then his two friends that were gonna come didn't end up coming, so it just ended up being me and him. And then we came, we packed up all of our luggage, which is kind of exhausting. That is one hard part, is like everywhere we go, we have these big like 70-pound luggages that we have to take, and we have multiple, and we have to take them in the Airbnb, out the Airbnb, or in the hotel, out the hotel, put them in the bus, take them off the bus. And I know that sounds like annoying to complain about it, but it can get a little exhausting and frustrating at times. So we came out to this Airbnb, which is beautiful. Obviously, like we are in the woods and it's like stunning. But it was so hard to find. We took like every road, every detour, and our Uber driver, like we had to pay him extra because he kept having to take us around. Anyways, it was kind of just a stressful start to the day. And then we got here and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to shower. I'm going to cook this. I'm going to eat this. And yeah, my plan was to eat. My plan was to organize my bathroom bag. My plan was to plan more in depth on one of the episodes. This episode is actually going to be about overthinking, but then I ended up not having time to plan more. And then I ended up being like, I need to not stress so much about planning and I just need to talk. And then I was just having a really hard day. And so I was like, I just need to talk to them about what I'm struggling with and just some of the things the past couple of days and weeks that I've been struggling with, and just be vulnerable and just talk and kind of let everyone know where I'm at. Because I think that, yeah, even though I'm in a very unique situation and I'm in such a blessed situation. I mean, I'm traveling the world with my boyfriend on tour, and like, it's so fun. It's so many people's dreams, but I think people do forget that, like, he's a real person. I'm a real person. We're real people and we have real struggles. And, you know, obviously, like, the shows and the traveling and all that's so luxurious and fun, but there are still downsides and there are still things that we are both battling. Everyone on the tour bus, day in and day out, mental struggles, emotional struggles, physical struggles that come with traveling like this. And so, you know, it's not what it seems. And obviously, like, it's amazing. And I know that if you were to tell me a couple years ago, oh, you're going to be touring and doing that, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'll be so happy. I won't have any issues. I won't have any struggles. But now that I'm living in it, I realize that, like, our struggles, a lot of the times, are not even circumstantial and they're just rooted within us. And emotional struggles happen in so many different circumstances, even circumstances that are blessed. And there are, you know, good things and bad things about everything in life. People always say, like, oh, the grass isn't greener, but it's like, it's true. The grass isn't greener. Like, yes, there are so many amazing things about the life that I'm living right now, but there are also hard things. And it's like everything in life comes with good and bad and comes with struggles and comes with blessings. And that's just all one, you know, it's all part of it. To get back into it. So yeah, I kind of just wanted to give you guys like an update on the tour, which is, like I said, it's been so fun. I think we're on show number 8 tomorrow. We're actually going to Canada tomorrow, which is going to be so fun. Well, tonight, we actually leave tonight. So we don't even sleep at this Airbnb. We just have it for the day. But yeah, tour has been so fun. Like, it has definitely been my favorite tour so far. I feel like the first tour / show runs that my boyfriend had were super fun. A lot of them were in Europe and a couple were in the US. I honestly think that I prefer the US only because Europe is really beautiful and fun to be in, but it is hard past like a 2-week mark because doing laundry, all those little things are way harder in Europe. And just like having familiar foods and all these different things. So I think the US has been a little bit easier in that sense. So I think I've enjoyed it a lot more. And having the bus has been like the biggest blessing ever. It's so nice to get done with the show, get on the bus, sleep, and then wake up in the next place, which is a little weird on your brain, but it is nice because I'm used to what we've always done is we've always like trained and flown place to place. So every single day we're training and we're flying. And so the jet lag is real and the exhaustion is real. So I feel like I felt a lot less exhausted on this tour, which has been so, such a blessing. And just having the stability and the familiarity of a bus has been really nice. But yeah, so it's been fun. But yeah, I just kind of, so yeah, that's kind of my update. It's a dream. Like, and it's such a God thing. Like, everything that's happened in my significant other's career and everything that's happened in my life, like, it's all so much bigger than us. And it's crazy because the song Daylight is about Romans. And so it's just like God has plans. And, you know, we can think at times that we're the ones that are in control and we're the ones that did all the work and we're the ones that are making these things happen. But it's truthfully God. Like, God is bigger than all of this. And I think sometimes I forget how sovereign he is and how much he does and how much he knows and how much he's leading me through. And in times of doubt, in times of struggle, I was talking about this last night with some people on the bus. We have to remember what God has taken us through already. And we have to remember God's character and the ways that he has saved us and helped us and led us before. And so at times when we feel like we're in control or we feel like everything's falling apart or we feel like, you know, we deserve all the credit or all the glory for what's happening in our lives, it's always just important to remember that, like, God is so much bigger than all of it. I don't know. I feel like I've been reminded of that. And so what's cool about that is there's a lot of stillness in that, is just knowing that, like, this is all God's plan and for his purpose. And we're just vessels and we get to enjoy the blessings. And we also get to enjoy the hard times that lead us closer to him. But ultimately, like, he has a plan, you know, and it's like, no matter what we do, his plan is going to come to light and come to fruition if we love him and if we're trying to follow him. And so it's just bigger than us. But yeah, So I kind of just wanted to talk about some of the things I've been struggling with personally, and just some of the ways that I've been feeling. The first thing that I've been struggling with is just exhaustion. And I don't know why, but I feel like most of my adult life I've spent in just so much tiredness, so much exhaustion, so much stress. And even though my life is different and it's definitely less stressful not having a 9-to-5, there's a lot of different stress that comes with all of this. And I think that I've also finally been able to rest after quitting my job. Like, my body has been able to rest. I've been able to sleep in. I've been able to take time to just rest spiritually, mentally, physically. And I'm so grateful. But I think when my body finally stopped going so hard all the time because it was forced to, because I was forced to get out of bed. I was forced to go to work. I was forced to do all these things. And I never even had a minute to stop and like process and like rest and heal and recover, that I was kind of an autopilot and just running off of like, you know, stress hormones and caffeine. And now that I've finally started to live a slower paced life, even though it's fast paced in different ways, I've started to realize like that our body does keep score and our body does take time to recover from emotional trauma, from stress, from, you know, lack of sleep, bad nutrition, anything that we do. Like, our body is so beautiful because you can't trick the body. Like, it takes time. It takes all the things that, you know, it's not like you can there's no like shortcut to like healing and recovering and resting. And our bodies just like need to do that and need the time to do that. And so I guess I've been really frustrated at myself because I feel like I'm in a situation and position where I should be able to achieve so much more. I should be able to wake up, work out, work on my podcast, work on, you know, whatever, post a certain amount of videos, spend time with God, do all these things. And I have all these big plans. And then I get up and I'm like, I can't even do anything. I'm just exhausted. And then I end up wasting my morning scrolling on my phone. And then after I scroll on my phone, I get showered and we go to the venue and that's it. And my day's over. And I feel like I had no time for me. And I had no time towards my goals and my dreams. And I know some people may say, oh, well, it just takes discipline. And I do agree that it does take discipline. But I also just think that, like, I don't know. Like, I just think it's really hard sometimes to set these standards and goals for ourselves and expectations, because I feel like I'm letting myself down all the time and I never have the energy and I never have the determination and motivation to get through the things that I set my mind to. And it sucks. It sucks because it can make me feel like I'm lazy and I'm useless, or it can make me feel like, oh, is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with my health? But I think I've just started to realize and see that, number one, like, I need to give my body and my heart and my head and all my things, I need to give them time to heal and rest and recover. And I just have to be patient with myself, and I need to not live life on a work mindset of like achievements. Like, if I do X amount of achievements, then I am living a fulfilling life, or I'm a good person, or I'm a hard worker, I'm valuable. Like, my value doesn't come from that. Now, I do think that doing the things that we don't want to do usually are always so beneficial. And I do think that sometimes we have to just mentally get out of our heads and just do something even when we don't want to. And after we do it, we're grateful. And so I think that I have been lacking discipline. And I think that that roots from just like filling myself with the right things. And I just did an episode on this, but I think that I've realized I need to be spending more time with God, because when I'm not spending time with God, I'm only worried about myself and I'm only worried about my immediate desires, or I'm only worried about people around me. And I think that it's amazing to serve people around you and to love people around you and to serve yourself and to love yourself. But I think I've just been realizing, like, I need to wake up every day and I just need to be like, God, what do you want me to do today? How do you want me to serve you? How do you want me to love you? How do you want me to represent you? Because the thing is, when we're not living for something bigger than ourselves, or when we're living just strictly for others, it can just get really, I don't know, you can kind of just be on autopilot. And you can just be so consumed with you or with others that you kind of just like walk in frustration and stress and selfishness, or not even necessarily selfishness, but maybe like frustration of not feeling appreciated enough because you're giving so much to others. And so you're living in like a lack of joy, I guess you could say. But when you're living for the Lord and you're living for something bigger than you and you're putting Him first, you can still love others. You can still love yourself and do things for yourself and do things for others. But you're living for like a bigger purpose. And I feel like that's when you can have a lot more meaningful of a life and a lot more purpose in your life, which I think is important. I think I've been having a lack thereof because I never used to have free time in my life. And now that I do have free time, even though I still feel like I don't have free time because I feel like I'm always doing something, it's just made me realize like I need to be more intentional. Another thing that I've been struggling with is feeling like all my work and all that I'm doing is going to waste. And I feel like sometimes I aim and I strive for these things, but then things come up in my personal life that need to be dealt with, or I need to help someone in my life. And a lot of my energy and my time goes to things other than myself and other than the things that I want to do. And so it makes me feel like a failure. It makes me feel underappreciated at times. It makes me feel like no one understands, no one sees what's going on, no one sees what I'm doing, no one sees the battles that I'm facing, or even like, yeah, the struggles that I've been facing personally within some of my relationships, within my relationship, within people that I know, just within my own life, and just struggles with my job, with my podcast, what I do, just so many struggles that no one sees, that I can't get on here and necessarily talk about my financials or the details of my relationship or the details of my, you know, family life, or what's been going on with that. Like, it's not always necessarily like easy to just come on and talk about those things. But when I'm going through all those things and I'm struggling, because I'm struggling, then I feel like I'm failing. And when I'm failing, I'm like, God, like no one understands, no one sees it. And it feels like it's all for nothing. But something that encouraged me so much this week, or last couple weeks, actually, I was listening to a sermon from Craig Rochelle, and he was talking about how when no one sees and when no one appreciates your work or what you're doing, or when you haven't received the benefit from the work that you're putting in, or sometimes you feel like the work that you're putting in or the things that you're doing in your efforts, they don't show anything. There's nothing to show for them. A lot of the times it can feel like it's all pointless and it can feel like we're doing these things for no reason. But what encouraged me so much in that sermon is he was talking about how God knows. God sees everything you do every second of the day from morning to night. He sees the effort that you're putting in to love others. He sees the effort that you're putting in towards, you know, your goals, your dreams. He sees the effort that you're putting in towards Him. And despite the effort, He sees your heart. He sees your desires. He sees the ways that maybe you want to be better, but you just can't. Have you ever wanted to do something in life and you've wanted to get somewhere and you set your mind to it and you try to work and you just can't? You just can't. You physically can't. And you just fail and you fail and you fail. And then you hate yourself because you feel like, why can't I just do this? I'm not, there's something wrong with me. Like I'm failing. I'm a failure. I'm all these things. And it's like God sees so deep. He sees our heart. He sees everything that we've been through of every day from the time we were a baby until now that makes us act and do the things that we do. He maybe sees the underlying root and reason why we can't get out of bed. He sees the root and the underlying reason why maybe sometimes we can't, you know, have discipline in our lives and do certain things. He sees the way that your heart is broken, but you can't tell anyone, you can't show anyone. He sees the pain. He sees the insecurities. He sees the doubts. Like He sees everything. And so He sees everything that you're doing. So nothing that you do is pointless because everything that you do to love God, to love others, is number one, it's a command from God, but it's also, it shows the fruits of your heart and it shows the fruits of your genuineness to love others and to love him. And nothing is in vain. Nothing is pointless because God sees and God knows your work and God knows where you're at and God knows what you're doing. Even if no one sees, even if no one understands what you're going through, even if no one understands your pain, even if no one sees how hard you're working, even if you feel like you're not appreciated for everything that you do, like God knows and God sees. And truthfully, he's the only person who needs to know. So yeah, that's something that has encouraged me a lot as I've been feeling like all this is going on in my world and you guys don't know and no one knows and this person doesn't know. And I have to just kind of accept the failure and defeat of not being exactly where I want to be within my career, within my health goals, my physical health, my mental health. I'm not where I want to be and I have to accept that. And I may think that people won't understand or judge me or think, why is she not here? Why is she not there? She's not putting in work here. Even I don't understand that, but God understands and God sees what's going on behind all of this and behind the scenes, behind closed doors in my heart, in my life. And so that's been a really big encouragement to me as I've been kind of struggling with that in this season. The next thing that I've been struggling with, that kind of ties into everything I just talked about, but I guess just like a lack of motivation, a lack of joy to do the things that I love, which is so weird because I feel like in our lives, we just always think, oh, once I get there, I'm going to be happier. Once I have this, I'm going to be happy. And I feel like God has shown me that nothing in this world like is really going to fulfill me or bring me joy. And if I don't have him, like that's where that joy comes from. And I think too, a lot of like self-care and doing things for yourself each day, you know, taking care of yourself physically, spiritually, mentally. I think that those things help us have joy as well. But I guess what I'm trying to say is like, yeah, like when I quit my job, I was like so happy. Like the fact that I was able to do my podcast full time and I got a sponsor, I was like through the moon. Like it's what I prayed for. It's what I worked so hard for. And it was like a dream come true. And then living near my boyfriend and not being long distance anymore, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a dream come true. Like this is crazy. And I had so much motivation and I had so much energy and excitement because I was so excited to get out of the situation I was doing and live my like dream life. And then I got to this life and I realized that number one, it's really easy to not be grateful for the things that you have once you have them. A lot of the times we think that once we're there, it's like, oh, you just get so obsessed with the idea of not having to work at your job or not having to live far away from your significant other or not being broke or not being whatever, like whatever it is. We make these ideas and we think that they're going to like save us. And we think that they're going to just bring us joy and like fix our lives. And then once we get there, we realize that it's not as simple as that. And so I guess I felt like I'm so grateful for the position that I'm in. And I'm so grateful that I'm able to have free time and to have this podcast. And obviously, like a lot of times I feel like I'm failing you guys because I just struggle being consistent. I struggle just with a lot of it. It's weird. It's like I set my mind to something and then I can't do it. I feel like I'm in this rut. But yeah, like I'm so grateful, but it frustrates me because I know I'm grateful, but then at times I have no motivation to do anything, to do the things that I love. Like I love this podcast. I love eating healthy foods. I love exercising. I love, like, there's a lot of things that I love that I've had, you know, I love spending time with God that I've just had no motivation to do. And I'm like, why do I have no motivation to do the things that I love? Like, am I not grateful enough? And then it's like confusing. But I think I'm still trying to come to peace and come to terms with the fact that you can be grateful, but you can still be struggling. And Yeah, so that's just something I've been struggling. I'm just exhausted all the time. Like, no matter what I do, I just feel exhausted. And I think that, yeah, like, there's a physical side to things, like when I don't eat as good or I don't get as much sleep or whatever. But sometimes it feels like no matter how many hours I sleep, no matter what I do, I just feel exhausted all the time. Except for, like, really late at night. For some reason, late at night, I'm, like, have so much energy. My circadian rhythm is so messed up. If you guys don't know what that is, look it up. It's like when your body naturally like falls asleep. It's like the sleep schedule that your body naturally has, especially when you're traveling and like doing all this, your circadian rhythm gets really thrown off. So, I've been like everywhere all the time. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, obviously a lot always. I mean, I feel like in general, I have been struggling with this for a while. I think honestly, since everything blew up in my significant other's career, I think that's been really hard on my self-esteem. And just, you know, comparing myself to other people and, you know, never feeling like I am enough. And I know that I'm enough, but I know that the enemy likes to creep in and make me feel like I'm not enough at times, even though I know I am. But it's just easy to constantly compare ourselves to the best version of ourselves. So if I'm not going to the gym, or I have acne, or I'm not tan or whatever, I feel like ugly sometimes. Like I just feel like not like myself, and I feel like I'm not the best version of myself. And in those times, it's easy for me to like not have love and compassion for myself. But I know that I need to have love and compassion for myself, like at all times. But it's hard. Yeah. And I would say in general, I've been very distant from God. I think that's something I've been struggling with for the last couple months. I feel like you go through stages with God. And when I first became a Christian, I first came to Christ, I was so on fire for the Lord. And it was so easy to spend time with him. And then, you know, slowly that honeymoon phase wears off and it becomes a lot more work. And I think too, I've just been struggling with the inconsistency in my life. And I've also been struggling with sin, which I've actually been better lately. And I'm really grateful for that. Yeah, I think it's just kind of pushed me a little bit away from God. And it's easy to make excuses to not spend time with God when your life is busy and crazy. But obviously, I know that he is just everything. And last night, I spent some time with him with a group. And it was so good. And I was reading a book today. And every time I spend time with God, I'm like, wow, this is the best. Why don't I do this more? But it's easy to not. And I guess, yeah, it's just like hard because I feel like I never want to portray that my life is easy. And I know you may have heard some of those struggles and you're thinking, Nicole, that's nothing. You're not struggling. And it's like, hey, you may be going through things that are way worse, but what I'm going through is hard. And there's a lot of things I can't share with you guys right now, or maybe ever, that I'm going through that have been really, really hard. But just know that I'm struggling. I'm struggling with my self-esteem, struggling with motivation. I'm struggling with my mental health. I'm struggling with anxiety. I'm struggling with a lot. But I also have joy, and I also am living so many blessings in my life right now that I'm so grateful for. But it's just like life is always kind of tricky to navigate, no matter what circumstances you're in, I guess you could say, mentally, emotionally, physically. But I'm trying my best, and I feel like a failure. I think that's the biggest thing I've been feeling like. It's just like a failure with this podcast, a failure with my health. Like I should be more disciplined, and like I should look a certain way, and disciplined with just anything. I just feel like I keep failing myself. Everything I want to do, I can't do. And I just struggle to get anything done. And I struggle to have motivation. I struggle to, yeah, I'm just struggling. Like I'm doing a lot, but it feels like I'm doing nothing because I want to do so much more. And I just, yeah, I don't know. I'm just hard on myself a lot of the times, but I just want to encourage you guys that if you're going through a season of struggle that no one knows about, no one sees, that you're not alone and that God knows. And I believe that he has a plan to take all the terrible things that are happening to you, all the battles you're facing, and to turn it for your good and for His glory. And God is a God of miracles. If there's a broken relationship in your life, if you feel broken, if you feel depressed, if you feel scared, like anxious, anything, like there's always hope and there's always a way out. But sometimes it takes time, and sometimes you just kind of have to live in that struggle for a while. And I think truthfully, there's never going to be a time in our lives when we're not struggling, which kind of sucks, but it's all a part of it. Cause without struggle, you know, we wouldn't know true joy. So it all kind of goes hand in hand, but I love you guys so much. This is my makeshift podcast studio. I'm literally just on like a red bench outside. As you can see, it's getting really dark now, but, it was honestly therapeutic to talk to you guys, and I love you guys very much. And thank you so much for supporting me through this crazy journey that's been so fun and such a blessing, but hard at times too. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great week. I hope that you do something you love this week. I hope that you have a victory this week, victory in your mind, a victory in your life of winning a war that you've been fighting mentally, physically, spiritually. And, yeah, I just pray that, you just know you're not alone. As I close this episode out, if you'd like to support me, you can follow me on my podcast platforms, Elephants in the Room, on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. You can also follow my personal account, nicole.donna. I have an Instagram and a TikTok. And then you can give this podcast a rating, a review, share it with a friend, share it on your social media, and leave a comment. All those things mean the world to me, and they help me a lot. If you guys could be praying for me, pray over my podcast, pray over my financial situation with my podcast, pray over my relationship with God, pray over spiritual attack that I'm under, spiritual warfare, and just pray for me to have joy. If you could pray for me, and I will pray for you guys. If there's ways I can pray for you, shoot me a DM, let me know. But yeah, I'll close this episode out by saying, what elephants are in your room? My name is Nicole, and I'll talk to you guys next week.